The following excerpts are from Dennis Smith's report from Engine Company 82. The Late Late Show is on the television, and most of us are sitting in the kitchen when the bells start to ring. I take a last sip of tea as I count 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The kitchen chair is empty as the last number comes in, box 2515, Intervale Avenue and Kelly Street. We can smell the smoke as the pumper turns down Intervale and hands automatically start pulling boot tops to thighs, clipping coat rings closed, and putting on gloves. The pumper stops in front of a building just before we reach Kelly Street. We're about to stretch the hose when there is an anguished scream from inside the building. A boy is running out of the doorway, his shirt and hair aflame. Captain Frimes arrives with Charlie McCarty behind him. "Give me a man with a Halligan!" Chief Sullivan yells, and Captain Frimes and McCarty hustle into the adjoining apartment. "I'm sure I heard someone in there," Chief Sullivan says. The hose comes to life with water as Billy O and Artie pull the captain down the stairs. Lieutenant Welch gives the okay to Nips, and we start crawling down the hall. We reach the first burning room, and Nips opens the nozzle. The room is filled with the crackling of fire, and as the water stream hits the ceiling, the sound is made louder by falling plaster steaming and hissing on the wet floor. Boyle and Carroll lay the second body on the sidewalk next to the boy McCarty carried out and is now using the mechanical resuscitator on. Carroll looks at the body before him. He is a teenager also, and his clothes are like charred bits of paper sticking to his skin. He is badly burned, and the flesh on parts of his face has opened so that it looks like there are pink patches woven into his black skin. Boyle turns away and vomits as Benny plugs the facepiece connection into the regulator of the resuscitator. He puts his finger into the facepiece, testing it, making sure there is the quick, clicking sound of air being pushed and relieved in and out, in and out. The mechanical apparatus forces pure oxygen into the lungs until they expand and build up enough pressure to push the air out again. Benny tilts the boy's head back and fits the facepiece onto the burned face. He holds the mouthpiece tightly with both hands to ensure a good seal because the thing doesn't work if the oxygen escapes. Boyle places one hand over the other on the boy's chest and he pumps, like a heart, 60 times a minute. "He's as dead as a board," Boyle says. "Yeah," Benny says, "but we have to try." Willie Nips comes into the kitchen, and I remember Vinnie Royce washing the vomit from my coat and boots. I had forgotten about it, but Vinnie noticed it and put the nozzle on me, washing me clean. Ordinarily, I would say something funny about this, something like, "Hey, Nips, next time you go into a fire, bring a bucket with you, huh?" But I'm too tired. It was 4 days later that Benny Carroll asked me, "Did you hear about the fire we had the other night? The one where the two kids were killed?" "I was there, Benny. Don't you remember?"